That's what you're listening to. It's what Kevin's listening to as well. He's a point to make about Balmoral. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Frank. How are you doing, mate?
I'm very, very well, Kevin. Are you on your way to the show?
I did. I'll tell you what I did. I was looking online last night for the Balmoral show. It was £17 ahead. And then, to kick it even worse, they're charging £8 for parking. You know what I mean?
Right, so give me the tariffs again. £17 to get in.
It's £17 ahead, and then you got to pay £8 parking. Now, there's the biggest thing on this weekend is the Nordic 100. Now, you can get in plenty of places for free. You can watch it for free. If you want to go to the paddocks, you pay for the paddocks. But they're just ripping it out that it's charging you £17 ahead and then £8 parking. Plus, you get kids on top of that. I just found it wrong. You know what I mean? They're outpricing it for the working class person.
I presume there is a family option. Is there a family ticket that you can buy?
No. You're looking online and the kids under 12 are free. But if you've got older kids, you're paying £10 ahead on top of it again.
So if you want to bring yourself and your partner, it's going to cost you £34 plus £8 to park, which is over £40. What's that? £42. Their argument most likely is that it costs something like that to go to a football match. You know, the Ulster Championship will be on at the weekend. Probably cost that sort of money to go to see Armagh play Fermanagh. A couple of people if they're parking down in Fermanagh. I don't know what the parking charges would be. But you wouldn't have much change probably out of £40 to go to a football match. And that is pretty standard, isn't it?
There's a heck of a difference. You've got the Northwest 200 on. It's the biggest money earner thing for Northern Ireland. And you get maybe 120,000 on a Saturday plus on a Wednesday and a Friday night. And you see people parking everywhere and they don't get charged for it. But I just found it wrong. They're paying £17 a head. And they're getting, the farmers who bring the cattle there, people who have the stalls, they're paying thousands of pounds. You know what I mean? But I just think it's got to the point where it's getting dear and dear. People can't afford that.
Okay, Kevin, that's your feeling on it. I'll put that to the most relevant person of all, who's the organiser of the Balmoral Show, who just happens to be the next person that we had planned to speak to and probably didn't expect to have to answer a question about tariffs right at the very beginning, Rhonda Geary. Rhonda, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Rhonda, Kevin would like to go to the Balmoral show. He said he looked it up on the internet. He'd like to go with a friend. It's going to cost him £34 plus £8 to park. He says he can't afford £42 to take a friend to the Balmoral show. Is it priced like that? Because £17 per head does sound expensive.
Not for a full day out, Frank. I mean, it's really good value for money. Where else would you get that? I mean, you can spend the whole entire day at Balmoral Show, and it's definitely value for money.
Yeah, but you make it sound like as if once you go through the gate, you'll never have to put your hand in your pocket again. Anything that's on sale there, you have to pay for it too.
Absolutely. If you want to buy something, obviously you'd have to pay for it. But to pay £17 to come for a full day out is really good value.
Even if you're just walking round in a queue, looking at cattle, looking at machinery, listening to people like me on a stage or whatever, you know, there's thousands there. How many people will be there over the next 4 days?
There'll be, we hope, over 100,000 people there over the next 4 days. But a show of this size costs an awful lot of money to put on. And we're putting that on. And to pay £17 to come into the event is really definitely good value for money.
That's 100,000 17s. My maths is never good, but that's a load of money, Rhonda.
Well, not everybody, not all of those 100,000 people obviously be paying a tariff because they maybe be exhibiting at the show and they're coming in a different way. They maybe could have been corporate tickets that were bought to them by a company, you know, so that's made up completely differently. Not everybody that's coming to the gate, that not every one of those 100,000 people will be, you know, paying at the gate.
And just one other thing on the tariff, the car park is vast. £8
The car park actually doesn't belong to us. The car park is the Mays Long Cash site, you know, that we use for parking. So we have to pay for the privilege of being able to hire that and use that site. And obviously, you know, when you drive into the car park, there's a lot of security staff to show you where to park. There's barriers and cones to divide the car park up. There's costs involved with that car park as well. And as an event organiser, we have to recoup that cost.
So is it the Northern Ireland Executive that's charging us for parking at Balmoral?
The MLK own the site where we park the cars, yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so, yeah. People might be surprised at that. They would have thought, you know, that for such an event, if government has some involvement in it, they wouldn't have been charging for parking at all to encourage people to support the agricultural environment.
Well, people have the opportunity to come by the free shuttle bus from Lisburn train station, straight to the, you know, they get left off straight to the front door.
And the shuttle bus is free?
It is, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, there's something, there's Kevin, there's an option for you. There's a free shuttle bus, so that could save you the £8. So Rhonda, now that you've answered the question about how expensive or lacking in expense, depending on how you look at it, sell it to us on a lovely day like today. You couldn't have a better day. So if I walk through the doors, and I know what you get because I've been there maybe 50 times, but if someone who hasn't been there walks through those gates at 9:30 this morning, what will they get between now and 6:00 this evening?
Well, I mean, you can guarantee them a full day of absolute fun, and they will see something around every corner, something different. I mean, you've got all the livestock judging classes. All the animals are here, from cattle, sheep, goats, horses in the main arena, show jumping. For those that are into their food, they can walk through the food tent, eat their way around that, tasting and sampling, and not have to buy any food. They can go into the horticultural area and sample all the floral displays, the attractions, the children's farm. We have the show stage there, entertaining people all day with the like of Lisa McHugh and Derek Ryan performing. That there really is just something for everyone. I think if you have never been to Balmoral Show before, you need to come and see what it's all about.
You don't have to be from farming stock, so you don't?
Not at all, no. I mean, we've widen the appeal of Balmoral Show. Agriculture and food is certainly very much the core of the event and always will remain that, but there's something for everyone. And this year is our 150th Balmoral Show. And to celebrate that, we have a display, a timeline display of the shows over the past 100 years, 150 years. People can walk through that display and see photographs and memorabilia of the show and how that has changed over the past 150 shows.
There were a few years it didn't happen, I presume war years and foot and mouth years. Were there other reasons why it was interrupted?
No, those were the main reasons really over the past 150, that the war years, both world wars and foot and mouth, more recently back in, I think, 2001.
And Rhonda, it was to many people a risk to move from the King's Hall out to the Mays area, and you know, you had all those teething problems with the entrance and exit points the first year. You seem to address that very well. It's now gigantic. Is there a possibility that when you do go to it, that you actually don't see it all in a day?
Well, there possibly. I mean, it is. We're a 65-acre site, but the show's very well laid out for people to get round. We're here for 4 days now, so there is the opportunity to come back again and see if you haven't missed out. But we are open to 8:00 on a Thursday night, so people can come along and spend even longer at the show. Cost the same to get in, but we're open to 8:00, and no doubt they'll be able to see the vast majority of the event in that time.
And the Saturday, that's a relatively new thing, but it's proving to be a success.
It is indeed, yes. It's great to be able to bring the families out on a Saturday. But it's also the finale of the show, where we have all our championships, their main cattle parade in the main arena, and where we judge the champion of champions, which is a champion animal at the show, where you would have the champion poultry competing against the rabbits, the goats and everything else.
So you would have a rabbit up against a goat being judged?
You would, the champion of champions in the main arena on Saturday afternoon. It's a novelty competition, but one where we can bring the champions of all the various livestock classes out, and there's a celebrity judge there to judge that. You never know, Frank, we might have you along to judge it some year.
that's a task and a half. That is a task.
It is. Poor Pamela Ballantyne is that task this year.
Oh, but sure, she's no bother to her. She knows the difference between a good chicken and a good goat. Rhonda, it'll be a success because you're blessed with the weather. If someone had guaranteed you that a couple of months ago, you would have jumped for joy. Not a spit of rain between now and the latter stages of Saturday. The good man above is looking down on you, Rhonda.
He is indeed, and we're so delighted for it because it's made such a difference to the show and the effort and the work that goes into it by absolutely everybody to be blessed by the weather.
And is there an international dimension to it, or is that just does that just roll off the tongue, you know, the international aspect of the Balmoral show?
Yeah, no, there really, really is. I mean, we've international show jumping. We have competitors here from Canada and America. And over in the sheep shearing section, for example, we have the Six Nations blade shearing this year, where we'll have competitors from France and Germany competing against the home nations. And exhibitors, the livestock exhibitors, obviously from the south of Ireland and north of Ireland, competing against each other. And the trade stands, we'd have trade stands from all over Europe here as well. So it really is an international event.
Well, it's massive and it is a success. Thanks for speaking to us, Rhonda. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Frank.
Rhonda Geary, who's organising it. Has she convinced Joe, however, that he should go? Because some of you still think it's too dear. Good morning, Joe.
Morning, Frank.
Yeah, have you been to the Balmoral show before, Joe?
I have, Frank. The last time I was there a few years ago, and it was to be honest, even then it was a pretty expensive day. See, by the time you pay in, go to the hassle of parking and all that kind of stuff, man. And then even when you get in there, like the bad burger and all, it's £5 the bad burger. But don't get me wrong, good day out. But every year it's becoming more expensive and more expensive. And to be honest, Frank, this year, way priced out of my budget. No, it would cost me and my family to go there today, it would cost £100 and beef fee, and then to feed them and stuff when you get in there and drinks. I don't know what the price is this year, but I'm sure it hasn't changed from last year and the year before. So I would imagine I'm looking at a £200 bill for a day out.
Could you not just take like a little backpack with you, a couple of sandwiches, and you know, to make a wee flask at home and just amble around and cut cost like that?
I would imagine most people could do that, Frank, but not in my family. In my family, when they walk past them burger stalls and the smell of them McAtammy's burgers, they just can't resist them, and you're paying £5, £6. So I think I'll do without this year.
Yeah, well, I know what you mean. Like if it's a day out, you want it to be a day out, and ice cream and burgers, and I suppose all the delights of the food village would be what people would be drawn to. You could, of course, make your way around just by sampling, and you could fill your belly on samples, and you wouldn't have to put your hand in your pocket at all.
If you're prepared to queue up for an hour for a sample, I hold my hat off them. I hope I have a good time. I hope I have a good year, but I'll be getting the message here.
Okay, Joe, you like the event, but you think it is too expensive. You're not alone in saying that. I see some of the texts are saying something similar. It's an excellent event, but it is now too dear. Right, 90-333-105, 077-66-105-105. This is the Frank Mitchell phone-in, and we are, of course, counting down to what is looking like a massive sporting weekend as well, and the royal wedding. So one of the questions we asked earlier, are you any less Irish if you're excited about the marriage of Harry and Meghan? Just some of the topics that we'll be covering on the show and whatever's on your mind. You 90-333-105, that's the number called by Victoria, who's on line one. Morning, Victoria, what's on your mind?
Morning, Frank. I was just listening there to your comments on the price of Balmoral. Me personally, I have been going to Balmoral with my daddy for years and years and years. It wouldn't matter what price it was, I will always go every year with me and daddy. Considering the prices of the chips and the burgers, well, it's a show. Do you know what I mean? You have to pay that. I paid for two tickets to go and see Give My Headpiece there not that long ago with my mum for, I think they were £30 each, and you got 2 hours of entertainment. You pay half that. You pay £17 for a full day entertainment with Balmoral. That includes all the shows, all the competitions, all the prizes, everything. I think it's so worth the money, and you definitely get your money's worth.
You mentioned Give My Headpiece. How much was it to go to Give My Headpiece for you and your mum?
I think it was £27 a ticket, per ticket, and that was for two and a half hours of entertainment.
Was it good?
Oh, it was absolutely fantastic. Yes, definitely. And I would definitely go back. But in comparison, you know, that was only 2.5 hours. Otherwise, with Balmoral, me and Daddy are going on Friday. We'll be there for 9:30, 10 o'clock. And I doubt we'll be leaving any earlier than 7 o'clock.
I asked that question about, give my headpiece, was it good, knowing that you were going to say it was excellent, because I've seen it myself, not this time round, but last time. It is very, very funny. And I have to say, yeah, the Balmoral show I've been to for many a year, I don't get the best chance to judge the Balmoral show because I'm there in a working capacity, and it's different from turning up, no matter what festival you go to. If you go to work at it, it's different than going to just savour it. I might go to something in Donegal when I'm up there that I'm not working at, and I thoroughly enjoy it because I'm completely relaxed. Whereas if you're on a stage or if you're presenting a show, you have a whole lot of other people to answer to, so you're trying to tick a series of boxes, and it's a working day, and therefore I'm not the best person to judge the Balmoral show because I've never been as really a punter who's just decided to choose that as an option for a day out. But Victoria, it is special to you, and it is special to so many people the length and breadth of the country. And one of the things I noticed while you were talking was you went to the theatre, comedy theatre, with your mum, but you go to the Balmoral show with your daddy. And I want to ask you, why is it you call mum, mum, but you call your dad, daddy?
I don't know.
I love the term daddy. You know, I just think it is but I'm also like a mommy boy. You know what I mean? I like to talk about my mommy, and God rest my daddy. I used to talk about him like that. But it's just, I've never heard anyone actually talk about their daddy and then their mom. So it's an interesting use of words. But it is special to you because you're going with your daddy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just me and daddy. I have kids now as well, and they love the farming and the tractors and all that. I have two young boys and a daughter, and they would love to go, but no, it's a daddy-daughter day, and just me and my daddy go, no matter what, just me and my daddy.
Are you farming stock?
Unfortunately not, no. A wee bit of equine in me, but no, unfortunately not. Live in the country, but no farm.
I love that daddy-daughter day. Victoria, thank you very much. Regardless of price, Victoria will be there because she goes every year and she thoroughly enjoys it and she doesn't care what price it is, and it's still cheaper than seeing Give My Head Peace. Right, this is the Frank Mitchell phone-in, easing our way through the day. Good morning to you. Whatever's on your mind, always keen to hear from you.